Welcome to the Print Pod. Abandika Ghosh, our senior associate editor, wrote an article titled, When Should Kids Wear a Mask? On school bus, in classroom, outdoors. Here's what experts say. I'm Pia, and I bring you the podcast version of this article. Anyone with a young ward knows how difficult it is to make children mask compliant. As schools work towards reopening, several questions, such as how long to mask a child and at which point can they be allowed to remove it, have become moot points. Guidance on the issue varies across the world, as does pediatricians' take on it vis-a-vis what governments advise. In India, the government has been following the WHO, which does not recommend masking children who are aged 5 years or less. But doctors claim that children as young as 3 years adjust well to masks and should be encouraged to use them given the potential risks of contraction and passing it on. Earlier this month, in a provocatively titled article in The Atlantic, hematologist Vinay Prasad, an associate professor of epidemiology and biostatistics at the University of California, San Francisco, argued that it is possible the downsides of masking children far outweigh the potential risks they face when exposed without a face covering. Dr. K.S. Reddy, president of the Public Health Foundation of India and adjunct professor of epidemiology at Harvard, said, "The issue here is what is the objective of masking children, in which settings and at what age? Children are likely to be unmasked in several settings at home or even outside home. They could be unmasked and meet people, so the likelihood of infection is still there. That is the issue that comes up. Is it possible to completely seal off the risk of infection to others?" He said masking children aged 6 and above is reasonable. They should be masked in school transport and in classrooms, but not when they are outdoors. There should be as much ventilation as possible in classrooms. There is also a difference in the percentage of adults vaccinated. When 70% of adults are vaccinated, for example, even when children transmit the virus, the risks of severe illness are much less, he added. When cases in the community are reducing, then masking requirements too can be more relaxed, he noted. However, Dr. Reddy's views are divergent from the government's recommendation of masking children who are aged 5 years and above. According to the Health Ministry, masks are not recommended for children aged 5 years and under. Children aged 6 to 11 years may wear a mask, depending on the ability of child to use a mask safely and appropriately under direct supervision of parents and guardians. Now, children aged 12 years and over should wear a mask under the same conditions as adults. Ensure hands are kept clean with soap and water or an alcohol-based hand rub while handling masks. Some pediatricians feel that starting masking protocol for 5-year-olds is too late, given the high viral load children often carry and the circulating Delta variant of the SARS-CoV-2 virus that is more infectious than the wild variant. Dr. Sanjeev Bagai, chairman of Nephron Clinics, told The Print, "Children carry the same viral load as others. Children transmit the infection as much as adults, and currently, all children in the country are unvaccinated. Though in children without comorbidities, they have a fairly good protection from the innate immune system of the body, they are reservoirs of infection. They can transmit the virus to parents and grandparents. We have seen children beyond 3 years get accustomed to vaccines fairly well, apart from the time that they are outdoors or in case of older kids if they are playing professionally. I would say masking children aged 3 and above is critical in classroom settings. Countries like Israel, some states in the US had to close schools when initially masks were not mandated," he said, pointing out that the immediate need to make N95 masks in pediatric sites available in the country. Thank you so much for listening. We'll be back tomorrow with a brand new episode.